Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. As you, if you've been listening to me for very long, you know that occasionally, every so often, I'll mention the fact that I wore the uniform of the U.S. Army for a number of years, and one of the things I remember, one of the things I remember about the military is that they just manufacture acronyms. You know, an acronym is the contraction of a bunch of words into one term or one set of words that you can say and it stands for something. Eventually the contraction becomes the word, right? Becomes the definition. And so RHIP. It's not a word, but it's four letters that we said and I'm probably still saying in the military, RHIP, which stands for Rank Has Its Privileges. RHIP. So if somebody were you know getting to do something that somebody else wasn't getting to do, then you know you probably look over and you see that the person who is getting to do something is probably outranks the other person. And so if somebody complained, somebody would just say, well, RHIP, rank has its privileges. Well, another thing, you may have remembered in the movie History of the World, you heard the character, Mel Brooks' character, say, the king, he said, it's good to be the king. That's another way of saying that. Well, small business owners, For us, it's not. There are some things like that. The acronym that I'm going to coin, though, is OHIP, and that's for, obviously, ownership has its privileges. So just like rank has its privileges, ownership has its privileges. Let's look at a few of those, and a little bit of this is tongue in cheek, but it's still part of being a business owner. By virtue of just being an owner, you have the privilege of working all you want. And that means you've earned the right. You have the privilege of working half days. And as I say many times, and as an added bonus, you get to choose, when you're working half days, you get to choose which 12 of the 24 hours. So if you so choose, you can brand the name of your company with your name. It could be John Jones, department store, or whatever you want to do. You can put your brand on it, and that's pretty rich ego food to have your name on the sign. That's pretty handy. But it also can help the plaintiff's attorney, that's the one who represents the customer who sort of slipped and fell in your business. It helps that plaintiff's attorney to identify at least two of the co-defendants in the lawsuit, the company, the legal entity, and its founder. Another little tongue-in-cheek there, a privilege. When you're borrowing money from a bank, almost all small businesses, 99% of small businesses, are afforded the high honor of signing their name twice on loan documents. Having perfected the belt and suspenders approach, banks provide you with the special moment of acquiring not only the business assets as collateral for the loan, but also your personal estate as a double guarantor. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on in the next segment. I'm going to talk about being the guarantee part of doing business with a bank. But let's move over to some serious things. Those were a little bit of tongue-in-cheek privileges, but no less things that you're going to do and you're going to deal with. These are some of the real, though, some of the real serious benefits and privileges of being a business owner. When you structure your business as a legal entity, which, for example, as a subchapter S or an LLC, which is the acronym for limited liability company, when you structure your company as a legal entity, those two entities, sub S corps and LLCs, are non-tax paying entities. They're tax filing entities, but they're not tax paying entities. You have to file a return on the business activity of those companies. But the benefit, you accrue the benefit of having the income or the loss, any losses, passed directly through to the shareholders or the members. In LLCs, they're called members. You can get the income or the losses passed through to the personal returns, the personal tax filing returns of the owners of the business. Now, this is handy because the corporate rate, the rate that C corps pay, is usually higher. The income tax for a C corp is going to be higher than your personal income tax. So you actually get a lower rate, more than likely, in most cases, as an LLC or sub S than you would if you became a regular C corporation. Also, the losses from that, you can deduct that. You get it right off of your personal income tax. If your S corp or LLC spins off a loss, an operating loss, you get that as well. So that's a privilege that's real. Also, an S corp or LLC provides you with the corporate veil, so to speak, as it's called, which is the privilege of sheltering your personal assets from any liabilities that your company might experience, like when that person fell on your floor in your small business. And finally, this is what I call the stealth benefit of ownership, and it's owning the real estate your business operates in and leases from you. If John Jones owns the property at 21 Enterprise Boulevard and leases it to John Jones Incorporated, John receives rental income, tax advantages, etc. So remember that, folks. Owning the real estate of the business you operate in will allow you to receive rent and not pay the payroll tax on that rent. That's another benefit, stealth benefit, of being an owner. So, are you taking advantage of all the privileges of being a business owner? There are some. Hope you're taking advantage of them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.